and a farm now where people have a lot of milk cows and sell the milk and process it. You'd call that place a...
Yeah, I'd call it a dairy.
Did you ever hear of a dairy being used to refer to anything else besides that farm?
I don't believe so.
Did you ever hear of it as a place maybe out in your backyard, that, sort of a little building that you could keep milk or butter in? What about the potatoes or turnips? Where might you keep them during the winter?
Well, you'd keep them in a cool, dry place.
Mm-hmm.
We never saved any turnips or anything like that, but our potatoes, we always kept them where it was cool and dry.
Where would that be?
in different places. You could keep them on the ground if you kept them, as I said, in a place where it was dry under a building or something mm-hmm. like that, and keep them from freezing.
Did you ever hear that referred to as anything special?
What are you talking about? Sweet potatoes? We had sweet potatoes in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kept them like that, where you would dig a hole out in the ground, fill it full of pine straw,
mm-hmm.
and put the potatoes in and then cover them over and then cover it with pine straw. And you always had to have ventilation, though, in it, so that air could get down in it. And you covered them over with the pine straw and then with dirt, and they would keep, you know, in there through the winter if you had it ventilated.
How would you ventilate it?
Well, you'd have to make a stack and put in it, usually right up through the center of it. Could make it out of boards or anything with wire in it to keep rats, things like that, from getting down in it, but so that the air could get down in and circulate in
mm-hmm.
around the potatoes. But that was a potato bank.
Mm-hmm. You just kept sweet potatoes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We never kept any other. Irish potatoes, we didn't keep them in there.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep Irish potatoes?
That's the ones we'd just keep out in where it would be dry, in a dry place out in the open,
mm-hmm.
you know, under a building or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever raise cotton in this area?
Years ago they used to raise it, but I've never seen any of it, you know, except going somewhere else and seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen any growing, really.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they call it when they go out there with a hoe and thin it out?
The chop cotton, is that what you know? I've heard of chopping cotton.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my mother said she chopped cotton when she was small.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen any of it done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what kind of grass and weeds they were trying to get out?
Well, I thought when they chopped cotton, they were thinning it out.
Uh-huh. But when they just go out with the hoe, though, do you know? And
just to hoe out the grass and the weeds. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what kind of particular weeds or anything.
Mm-hmm. And you say cotton grows in a... What?
How do you mean, a field or in a bowl? Or?
But talking about the field, something smaller than a field would be a...
Well, if it was smaller than a field, it'd be, you're talking about a cotton patch or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's what they referred to it as, a cotton patch.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
What do you think of as the word patch? And what does that mean, a particular size?
To me, it doesn't really mean a particular size, and I guess it would too. Wouldn't be a real large place, I wouldn't think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a small, maybe several acres or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
What about a field?
Well, when you get to talking about a field, I think of it as being a larger place, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe 500 acres or more or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
What sort of things grow in a patch?
Well, people referring to a patch, you know, they'd have different kinds. As you said, I've heard of cotton referred to cotton patch or potato patch or corn patch or
mm-hmm.
cane patch, any of these.
And what different kinds of fences did people have?
Well, we always had wire fences, mm-hmm. But they had rail fences mm-hmm. back in the time. Most of that was, I think they split rails and, mm-hmm. and made their own fence. And of course, you know how that went, zigzagging back and forth. Mm-hmm. We never had any of them, so I'm not really familiar with them.
What different kinds of wire fences are there?